311.
So just stopped for a food break and the alarm has actually gone off to the engine. So we're just getting the sheet with all the instructions on of the address.
We're going to a conifer on fire.
You want to put that on?
Yeah. So, shall I put my kit on now?
Yeah, won't be anything.
Okay, I'll put my jacket on the way.
Put the straps over it.
3131, service, mere information about repeat call from the original caller. He's now managed to put the conifer fire out. Can you still proceed to investigate that?
My name's Guy Volpe. I'm the crew manager of the targeted response vehicle at Hanley. It's smaller than the fire engine most people think about. It's the right tool for the job.
It's probably about, I'd guess, the same size of an ambulance.
When I say grass fires, I would include trees, hedges and wheelie bins, bonfires which have been lit on grassland.
Factors for you could be things like the weather, whether the kids are off school.
Yes, they are the major players. A nice, warm, sunny day. If the school shuts, such as a school holiday, we would expect to be busy.
There are potentially serious consequences, aren't there?
On the community, if a fire engine is tied up dealing with a fire which has been caused by a young arsonist, it means that there's one less fire appliance to attend another emergency, whether it could be a road traffic accident. There's a danger for the young people there. It's never clever to play with fire, and it's certainly dangerous to play with fire. It blights the community and the parklands we've got in the city.
It must be expensive if you add up the number of calls for the service.
Well, I haven't ever done the pounds, shillings and pence, but in the month of July, we attended 84 small fires. Yeah, I'm sure someone could work it out.
So we're just pulling into the right cul-de-sac now. So we're not expecting to see a live fire because we've told it's been extinguished by the caller. There's ash floating through the air from the back garden of the house and you can kind of smell a burning.
Hello? It's a fire service, mate.
That's also the smoke comes on the house.
I was just burning some stuff in here. I said it was only a very little fire, but then a big gust of wind came.
The resident's been trying to burn some things and the tree was quite close and so wind has taken it. And we've now got what's left of a black carcass of what was once a tree. 14, 15 foot tall. So if that was all up ablaze a moment ago.
Quite hot either. Yeah, Andy, can you put the sack in for this? Make us available, please. Confirm the address and it was accidental, over.
Understood.
Proceed to secondary fire.
You go right, mate, I'll go left.
So we've just pulled up at the address.
Are you on the firing, mate?
Yes.
Oh, where was it? Or where is it?
Just a bit more.
So we found the person who's made the call and we want like a big piece of wasteland with grass and debris and...
They set that thing on fire, the little mat, took out and threw on the car park, so it's
right,
obviously gone out.
And it was here, was
yeah,
it?
And I've messed about and dug as much as I could so it separates it.
Yeah. Kids, was it?
But yeah, it was, yeah.
So it's like a car mat or something that apparently kids have set fire to and thrown onto a big piece of grass. This is the culprit. Burnt out car mat. Something like this, though, are you satisfied that that's not coming back to life? Well, there was a kitten sat on it a few moments ago, so...
Well, it was quite warm then.
By the time we get here, it's
gone out. Is that quite common then, really?
It is, yeah.
Just a bit of car mat, a bit of grass, guys.
Make us available.
Stop code, Sierra, Echo, Charlie, deliberate, Oscar offensive, 31 Lima 1 available. 31 Lima 1 over.